Now, we've been basking in the high temperatures and the summer sunshine for several weeks now. And even though there are some showers on the way, everyone involved in tourism, but the downside of all this is that practically every second person I've met in the last week or so is complaining that they can't sleep at night. Now, most Irish people, as we know, don't have air conditioning in their bedrooms. And even with the windows open and the duvet thrown off, it can be really, really difficult to sleep in those conditions. Well, help is at hand, because I'm delighted to be joined on the line now by sleep consultant Daisy Ferns, who is hopefully going to have some useful tips for us. Good afternoon, Daisy.
Hello, Deirdre. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Oh, an absolute pleasure. Lovely to chat to you. By the way, how is the weather across the water? Are you suffering the high temperatures the same as ourselves here in Ireland?
Absolutely, yes. It's about 30 degrees here today. And like you, we don't have any air conditioning either. So we're exactly the same as you are at the moment.
Oh, dear. And how are you coping yourself? Are you able to sleep in this heat, Daisy?
I'm not actually too bad, to be honest with you. Last summer, when we had highs of around 39 and 40, I really, really struggled. I'm not too bad at the moment, but I think there's still more to come there, isn't there?
There is. This is it. Well, what's your best advice for people who are tossing and turning on these hot summer nights?
So some of the advice I've got is probably stuff that you're going to have heard already. Some of it is quite common sense. I'll absolutely run through it anyway for you.
Okay.
And I've got a few hacks for you as well that you might not have thought about. So the first things you can do is to close the blinds during the day and actually close windows when the sun is on them as well to keep the hot air out. But when you go to bed, open the windows again to allow a breeze to come through, because obviously the air cools as the evening goes on. Use a fan as well to circulate the air, and a fan also encourages the sweat to evaporate off us, which is going to naturally cool us. Thin layers and especially natural fibres are great for sleeping in. And here's something that you might not have thought of. Spray your sheets with a little cool water. I mean, don't soak them. It would be quite uncomfortable. But spray your sheets with a little water before you go to bed, because that will naturally cool them as well. Don't be tempted to nap, because you know what it's like. When it's warm, we get quite lethargic, don't we? But as adults, if we nap during the day, it's going to take the edge off our sleep pressure, which actually then makes it harder to fall asleep at bedtime and stay asleep during the night too. It probably goes without saying in the hot weather, but drink plenty of water. And although it's so lovely on a lovely summer's afternoon to be tempted to open the alcohol can actually make it harder for us to stay asleep, and it can make us wake earlier in the morning. So try and stay off the alcohol, but drink plenty of water.
Okay.
And here's one that you might not have thought of, is to put some socks in the fridge before bed. And then when you go to bed, pop the nice cool socks on, because the cooler your feet are, the more it's going to lower your body temperature overall.
Oh, that's genius. Put your socks in the fridge.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess you could even put them in the freezer if you wanted to, but that's maybe taking it a step too far.
And explain that to me again. It's once your feet are cooler, the rest of you will cool down. Is that the thinking?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, absolutely. And wrists as well. Obviously, you can't really, well, unless you wanted to put gloves in the fridge. But you could run your wrists under some cold water. But yeah, feet and wrists, if they're cooler, your body temperature is likely to lower overall as well.
Okay, well, God, those are some very interesting ones. I just want to zone in on one or two of them, Daisy.
Sure.
You mentioned there about the windows. Now, at the moment, I'm keeping the windows in my house open all day and all night. So you're saying that maybe during the day when the sun is at its hottest, to keep it actually closed?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm actually like you. I'm not taking my own advice here, because it just seems bizarre to me to close your windows during the day. But evidence suggests that when the sun is on a particular room, for example, and the sun is beating down on that room, if you close the blind and close the window, it doesn't allow that hot air in.
Okay.
And bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre. And so should you keep your blinds down all day so when it's hot?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, to keep the sun out. And obviously it's the sun that's causing it to be, the hot air and the sun that's causing it to be warm in the house as well. Absolutely. Yeah, keep the blinds down as much as you can.
Okay, okay. Well, that's very interesting, because I think people might do the opposite. What about the advice, Daisy, that you should have a winter duvet and a summer duvet and switch them around? Because personally, I couldn't be bothered doing that. I just have the same duvet all year.
Yeah, we do as well. And again, it's just to do with how heavy the duvet is. You were definitely better off having something lighter and also layered, because the temperature does drop overnight. So you might find that even though you're boiling when you go to bed, you might find that you wake up cool in the middle of the night. So having something that you can quickly grab to put over you and go back to sleep is a good idea. But yeah, it's just to do with how heavy the TOG rating is, how warm the duvet is, really. But again, we're the same as you. We tend to have the same all year round, but then perhaps sleep under a cotton sheet in the summer when it is warmer.
Yeah, cotton sheet sounds like the way to go as well.
Absolutely.
Let's just say you wake up in the middle of the night and you just can't go back to sleep. It's so hot and you're tossing and turning and you're wide awake. Are you better off to just get up and head downstairs and do something else to busy yourself for a while? Or maybe switch the light on and read if you don't have someone in the bed beside you?
Absolutely, yeah. Don't panic. I think the worst thing that you can do is to get worked up about, oh, I've got to get up for work in 4 hours, I need to get back to sleep, because that's going to wake you up even more. And the best thing to do is stay calm, accept that, okay, I might be awake for a little while here. It's short-term and temporary. Absolutely. Read, do something else, get yourself a warm drink. I would advise not to scroll through your phone or put the TV on, because that can actually prevent you from falling back to sleep. You want to do something calming and relaxing and then head back to bed when you do feel sleepy again. Absolutely.
Okay, so don't just lie there ruminating about your troubles and worries, because that's going to make it worse. Any advice on food or drink, Daisy, before you go to bed that might help or indeed hinder your night's sleep?
Yeah, of course. So anything with caffeine in is a no-no any time, really, before sleep. And actually, I ran out of decaf tea the other day, and I just thought, oh, I'll have a normal tea before bed. It won't affect me. And I was lying awake for hours. I didn't realise how much it would have affected me. So avoid caffeine. Avoid alcohol, especially in the heat, because it can make your sleep worse. Good foods before bed are foods such as wheat-based foods, so for example crackers or brown toast, cheese, although you might have heard the saying that don't eat cheese before bed, but cheese and dairy products are good to help you with sleep. Avoid sugar, and also be aware of hidden sugars in things like fruit and seemingly healthy snacks like yogurts as well have a lot of hidden sugars in too. So dairy is especially good, so even a glass of milk before bed is it contains something called tryptophan, which helps you to sleep.
Okay, I've heard that one before. Very good. Well, a couple of the listeners have been in touch, and a listener says, Catherine says, she fills a hot water bottle with cold water and hugs it in bed at night.
Yeah, fantastic. Great advice, Catherine, definitely.
And Patrick was in touch, and he says, I always find it hard to sleep in the heat, but I bought myself a fan, which is on my bedside locker, and I find it great. I sleep with the air hitting my head and wake up during the night to turn it off, says Patrick. So what do you make of that one?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. If it helps you to get to sleep, yes, you might wake up in the night feeling too cool. But if you could just switch it off and go back to sleep, then there's not a huge amount of harm done. My daughter does that, actually. She starts off with it. And actually, having that constant white noise in the background is also quite soothing. It can muffle any external noises if you have the windows open. So it's a good idea from that perspective as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just going to say, the only thing I would advise you don't do is have a fan directly on a child, especially a young baby as well, because they struggle more to regulate their temperature, and they can't always tell you if they're feeling a little cool. But as an adult, obviously, you do what feels comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. The other thing, of course, is that we're all currently at the moment trying to drink more water to keep ourselves hydrated. But the downside of that is if you're drinking more water during the day, you're up going to the loo at night. So is there any hack for that, Daisy?
Unfortunately not. No, I think this becomes a point where you have to have perhaps a cut off. Again, same with children, because I'm actually mostly a children's sleep expert. But there has to be a cutoff, really, perhaps an hour or so before you go to bed where you stop drinking the water. Or you're absolutely right, you're going to be up a lot more in the night, aren't you?
Yeah, this is it.
Unfortunately, no hacks for that one.
No hacks for that one. Well, listen, just before we let you go, I know you work as a sleep consultant, and I'm just curious. There seems to be like an epidemic of insomnia here in Ireland, and I'd imagine it probably is similar in the UK. Do you reckon a lot of that is down to something you mentioned earlier, that we just tend to use our phones as alarm clocks and then we find ourselves scrolling through it? Is that the main driver for the seemingly high rates of insomnia we're going through?
Possibly, yes. And I'm terrible at taking my own advice on this one as well. It's the last thing I do before I go to sleep and the first thing I do in the morning. I think as well, because we've all been through so much in the last few years, there's been a rise in mental health issues. People have got a lot more worries than perhaps we did have a few years ago with the cost of living crisis. I think there's a lot more on people's minds as well, and that is definitely a contributor to people not being able to sleep or not being able to sleep as well.
Okay.
There's a lot going on at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. You have a website as well, Daisy, don't you?
I do, yes. It's lavenderbluesleepconsulting.com, and I'm also on Instagram as well, where I share a lot of tips and advice about children's sleep.
And what is your Instagram handle?
So, wait, it's lavenderbluesleepconsulting, but with an underscore under each of the words. So lavender_blue_sleep_consulting. I perhaps need to change that, don't I?
maybe, who knows? But listen, you've given us some great advice. And you know what? I would love, Daisy, if one of the listeners would be willing to try the socks in the fridge hack to see if that works, and they might report back to us and tell us how they got on.
Yes, please. I'd love to know. Keep me updated, please.
I will indeed. Daisy, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been lovely to speak to you.
Take care. Have a good summer. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Daisy Ferns there. Daisy is a sleep consultant based in the UK with some interesting advice, stuff you mightn't have thought of and some things that you might have heard of before. But I think it's interesting what she says about keeping the windows closed during the hottest parts of the day and then only open them when you're going to bed. The windows, rather, not the doors, because you're keeping the hot air out of your bedroom. So that's pretty good advice. And keep the blinds down as well. And best of all, most novel of all, put a pair of socks in the fridge or the freezer and then put them on when you're going to bed. They'll be really, really cold. They'll cool down your entire body and you'll sleep better. So is there anyone out there listening this afternoon that's willing to give that a go and report back to us on Talk About tomorrow? Well, do let us know if you're willing.